This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
London Bridge was all over the news on Thanksgiving holidays. Over the Thanksgiving holiday. A knife-wielding man killed two people was what was reported. One report I read said this man had was described as having tinted skin. Tinted skin. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. He also had a fuzzy beard and a Muslim name. KJRadio.com. If that site doesn't alias to the Kevin Jackson Show, then let us know. Anyway, we're doing redoing the website. It's going to be really slick. I hope you guys love it. Check it out. Anyway, the irony of this attack, what is now considered a Muslim terrorist attack, is the first victim of this Islamic terrorist is a guy who led rehab for tourist workshops. Yeah. A white dude who led rehab for tourist workshops. I know. And this guy had been released on. He was a terrorist and they released him. Holy cow. There are stories of a Muslim man who was released. He killed a Jewish lady and threw her off of her balcony. Another story of a Muslim who was let out, a radical Muslim who went on to rape and kill a girl. I mean, the stories are just abound. It's unbelievable the amount of devastation that's occurring at the hands of Muslims. But before I get into that, rehab for terrorists? Really? You have so many terrorists, you have to set up rehab? I mean, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, sexual addiction, terrorism addiction? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, I'm just putting it out there. I'm just trying to make some sense of all of this for you to help you sort of, you know, let things crystallize in your brains about what's going on around the world. Normally, we don't really care what happens around the world, do we? But when you hear things like, oh, a Muslim terrorist, a knife-wielding Muslim terrorist, do I have to wonder where it occurred? Britain, where they have no guns. And Stephen King tweets, yeah, the gun laws in Britain, blah, blah, blah. Some about it, but related to this incident, the writer, Stephen King, and somebody's let him know, hey, Stephen, you might want to look into those studies. London is more dangerous than New York because of knife-wielding terrorists. I want you to understand, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, they have rehab for terrorists in London. And a guy who was teaching it is now dead. Maybe he was leaving rehab for terrorists with the very guy who killed him. This is insane. But people don't want to listen. They don't want to pay attention to it because it would be demoralizing to Muslims if you were to tell them, hey, listen, I don't trust you. You got a lot of terrorists in your mix, in your midst. I'll get it out. Rehab for terrorists. Hello. My name is Abdul, and I am a terrorist. Hello, Abdul! And it's a white dude. I'm not trying to get all up in people's business. White people, y'all help me out here. It was a white guy who was killed. Very nondescript-looking white dude. British guy, I'm presuming. He was in London. And he's teaching in a rehab for terrorists workshop. And I'm thinking, don't you need to be... Where's Timothy McVeigh when you need him? Oh, that's right, he's dead. My bad. Look... Don't you have to be if you're going to be an Alcoholic Anonymous leader, shouldn't you have been an alcoholic? If you're going to be a Gambler Anonymous, shouldn't you have been a gambler? I'm talking about obsessive to the point of, you know, down in the dumps. How bad of a terrorist do you have to be to lead the terrorist workshop? I mean, how is this dude even out? Or did they make an exception? I'm just trying to make sense of it all. See, because we are a pro-Second Amendment country, and ultimately, this terrorist dude who killed two people, including the guy teaching a terrorist workshop, he was shot by the authorities. Now, the citizens who were trying to beat him up and stop him from killing people with knives, they used fire extinguishers and the tusk of a narwhal. I'm not even kidding. I don't know if you've seen the video of this. This guy's got a narwhal tusk and he's stabbing a dude. This thing is like 6 feet long and he's stabbing a dude. And then another guy's got a fire extinguisher. And I mean, these are awesome weapons. Maybe in the year 10 AC. But today, if he was in Texas, we'd have just popped out a weapon and said, pow, pow, and that would have been the end of that. You don't bring a knife to a gunfight, but you can bring a knife to a fire extinguisher and narwhal fight, narwhal tusk fight. Oh, my gosh, people. This is over Thanksgiving, a time when we're supposed to love one another, when you're supposed to reflect. Look, people can get mad at the stats, get mad at me for bringing this stuff up, but I'm not making stuff up. In the last 30 days, there were 98 Islamic attacks in 21 countries. 515 people were killed and 522 injured. Now, how many attacks do you think there were in the name of Christianity? Blowing up of mosque. Knifing of people and people going, Allahu Jesus, Allahu Jesus. Jesus Akbar, said nobody anywhere in the world. 98 Islamic attacks in 21 countries, 515 people dead, 522 injured, and by the time I even got this sentence out of my mouth, there was another attack, somebody killed in the name of Allah, or there's planning of it. How much money are we spending around the world to fight a quote religion? You think TSA is there because of Christians or Jews or Buddhists or what? Do you think all the level of security that is inside of these buildings protecting people, you think that's to protect people from Jews and Christians and Buddhists and Amish and anybody Wiccans? We spend a fortune. I'm talking billions every year in keeping ourselves protected, not against you and me, but against these crazy Muslims. And the left do not want to admit this. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. It's our post-Thanksgiving show. Keep it here, folks. Bye.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots happened over the Thanksgiving holidays, and none of it was good news for the left. None of it. You had a knife-wielding Muslim attacking people in London. That didn't look good. The optics on that was pretty poor for the Muslims. It was pretty poor for the Democrats, who seemed to love that one religion. Your religion of hate. Yeah. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Adam Schiff had his worst Thanksgiving ever. I know this for a fact. I know this for a fact. Democrats are now rethinking their decision on impeachment. They backed themselves into a corner. It didn't even take anybody backing them into a corner. Like the old janitor mopping and said, oops, I didn't see y'all there. It didn't happen. No, they did it themselves. You ever, when I was a kid, my grandmother would say, mop the floor. I'd start mopping. And, you know, not a care in the world, typical kid, not thinking ahead. And what would I do? I'd back myself into a corner. I would end up having to crawl up on the kitchen counters to go get the bucket. You know what I'm saying? Have you done something like that? You've backed yourself into a corner. If you are a grown but man or woman in America, you've backed yourself into a corner a time or two. Maybe it was an argument with a spouse and you were losing. And you found yourself going, forget you, right? Because you backed yourself into a corner. It's not a fun place to be. Terrible Thanksgiving. And I'm talking about for Adam Schiff. And the president really calls Schiff out as a real Thanksgiving turkey. He's going, you know, I'm not worried about this impeachment. Donald Trump had a rally. Did you guys notice he had a rally in Cincinnati? One of my buddies, Brandon Straka, spoke at it. Walk away movement. Nothing but good news for Donald Trump. Stock market records. I mean, the economy looking good. China capitulating on trade. Forcing Nancy Pelosi to look at this trade agreement between Canada and Mexico and the United States. Been sitting on her desk for a year. Look, not good news for them. But they tried to sell it. They tried to sell it. Here was a few headlines over the holidays. Let me just give you a couple of headlines. We'll delve into some of these. GOP lawmakers disgusted by Trump. See, they want you to feel. That was a headline. GOP lawmakers disgusted by Trump. Mm-hmm. So disgusted that 95% of Republicans are still with him. Yeah. 95%. See, they got to try to demoralize you. It's the holidays, and you're about to get some good news. You're going to get good news from Durham, John Durham, the AG, Barr. You're going to get good news from the Inspector General. You're about to get some good news dropped on you. See, these Democrats were all colluding together, and now they found themselves a scapegoat. His name is Klein Smith, and they're going to want to convince you that Klein Smith is the guy. He started all this mess. The rest of it, that McCabe and Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and James Comey and Clapper and Brennan and all of them, whatever they did after the one guy, after Klein Smith, was all done because of him. If it hadn't been for him, none of this other stuff would have happened. That's how they're going to try to sell it. Bad news coming for the Democrats. Kamala Harris was told, here's a headline, I'm giving you another headline. Kamala, time to pack it in. Time to pack it in. Her campaign imploding. Remember when she was rising? She was up to like number three or number four, and now her campaign is imploding. And here's what's funny about it. They claim Hillary Clinton's, quote, Onward Together CEO is sabotaging Harris's campaign. Now, Harris has been claiming, you know, that America's not ready for a black woman, a woman of color, and all this. And see, I talked about this in another broadcast. I said, Kamala, this isn't America, baby. You're trying to get past the Democrats. You're just trying to get off the plantation, sister. Why are you blaming the rest of America? Oh, glory, hallelujah. Kevin Jackson, here's who you're listening to. Channeling the ghost of Aunt Esther. Glory. Woo, time to pack it in. Let me tell you what's hurting Kamala Harris's campaign. Let's just keep it real for a minute, okay? There is a systematic problem that is affecting the Kamala Harris campaign. And I want you to pay close attention because you're about to learn something. I mean, this is the deepest lesson that I may teach you in a long time. Maybe it's the deepest lesson you will ever learn on the Kevin Jackson Show, but let me give it to you. The thing that is hurting the Kamala Harris campaign the most is Kamala Harris. And now, let me apply this to your life. Typically speaking, the thing that is going to hurt you the most in your life is you. I know that's hard to believe, but you will be your own worst enemy. You will be your own worst critic. You will be the voice inside of your head that prevents you from doing, being, becoming whatever it is that you want to be. So while Kamala Harris is looking for scapegoats, she's got more excuses than Hillary Clinton had for losing the presidency. She wants to blame the vast right-wing conspiracy and the idea that America is racist. We just came on the heels of a black president, that America is sexist. When her group, the Democrats, had a woman, they cheated and did everything they could to let that white woman get through. So if there's any problem, okay, let's all keep this on the down low. If there's any problem for Kamala Harris with race or color or gender or anything else, it's the Democrats that are doing it. Kevin Jackson. laying out the truth. Okay, if anybody knows Kamala Harris, get her this clip because she needs it. Kamala Harris also calls for fighting the powerful forces that get Americans to turn on each other. That was her Thanksgiving message. You need to fight the powerful forces that make you turn against one another. Well, sounds to me like she's saying you got to fight against Barack Obama and the Democrats and the entirety of the previous administration. People that pit gays against straights, blacks against whites, women against men, Muslims against Christians. I mean, black against white. I could go on. These are the people that set up these battles, battle royales. It's amazing to me. And then they call their stuff Onward Together. Onward Together. And as I mentioned earlier, the claim is the COO of Hillary Clinton's organization, Onward Together, is torpedoing Kamala Harris. Onward Together. Forward. They have all these great, you know, slogans and, you know, rallies that we're all one nation and, man, we're a melting pot. Oh, but wait a minute. Let's separate ourselves into women, men, boys, girls, LGBTQ, Muslim, Jews, blah, blah, blah. And it all they go at you like you're a special interest. They make everybody feel special. They call you special interest. Blacks are a special. You are of special interest to me, black people. I don't think of you as humans, individual, unique to yourself, but united in one thing. That would be the American spirit. No, you are special. And they treat you special.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says he's pleased that Congress has passed the National Defense Authorization Act, which gives a 3.1% raise to active military members.
This is a well-deserved pay raise for the men and women of the military who continue to make great sacrifices for the nation as they stand watch all over the world to protect America. It will also help ensure that we continue to recruit our country's best talent into the armed forces.
Esper giving his final press briefing in 2019. A Southeast Texas woman is under arrest in connection with the disappearance of an Austin mother and child. The woman is accused of kidnapping and tampering with evidence. Austin police say she lured Heidi Broussard and Margot Carey to her home in Houston. The three-week-old Carey was found alive and is now with Child Protective Services. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ocasio-Cortez says we're trying to flip the script on them. This free stuff. We ain't getting free stuff. We're getting our fair share. We're getting what we put in. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. A time for you to reflect on the thing, reflect on the year. The bounty. The thing that God has given you. And no matter how bad life is, you need to take a moment to reflect. It's kind of like a moment of meditation that makes you stop and go, let me think of where there is good in my life. Happy Thanksgiving after the fact. But it wasn't good for everybody. It wasn't a good Thanksgiving for Democrats. You've tried to make it a good Thanksgiving for Democrats. You've given them lots of free stuff. You know, AOC told us we can't say that anymore, so I just want to make sure that we never say free stuff. But speaking of free stuff, you're about to show you the level of generosity that conservatives have every single year, year after year, that we show as a country, the most generous country on the face of the earth. The reason why I believe God continues to bless us is because we give away a lot of free stuff. You're going to go and grab little ornaments off of Christmas trees and help children to get a toy over Christmas. You're going to do all kinds of cool things to give out free stuff. And then you're going to take your tax dollars and you're going to let the government dole out even more free stuff. And even with that, you're going to take your money, you're going to give it to your churches who are going to dole out more free stuff. And no matter how much you give, if you gave 100% of your salary, I can guarantee you a leftist would still be saying, you need to give up more free stuff. That's how they work. Speaking of Thanksgiving, Jessica Kwong of Newsweek tweeted that the president was golfing over Thanksgiving. And as it turns out, he had surprised the troops in Afghanistan. An amazing appearance in front of the troops. And I want to go into that a little bit more later in the broadcast if we get a chance, because there were people that were talking about the president's visit, and they gave an update on what he said during the speech. And one thing that came out of it was he didn't talk politics. And that's a big deal. And I want you to understand how big of a deal that was. But anyway, back to Jessica Kwong. So she tweeted out, oh, it's great that you're golfing over Thanksgiving, because they sent a presidential motorcade to the golf course because they were throwing people off as to what he's doing, because they have to do that. It's not safe to be Donald Trump. It's not safe to be an American president, no matter how good we are to the world. We have to be on alert because people want our president assassinated. So they have to pull all kinds of tricks. So they send a motorcade to the golf course in Mar-a-Lago or something. And, of course, Air Force One took off somewhere else. And I don't know how they did it. In this time of electronics and surveillance and all these things that are going on, the president ends up landing in Afghanistan and he surprises the troops. But Jessica Kwong said he was golfing. Now, according to the story, she wrote this story a week in advance of the actual what the president was going to do. It's kind of like the weatherman for Hawaii. You know, he just says, it'll be 80 degrees in tomorrow, all week. 81, 80, 81, 80, 81, 82, 81, 80. And then he goes on vacation. Well, that's what she did, because the news has become so tainted that they just expect negative, you know, let's just report negative press of the president no matter what. The president could be feeding Guatemalan midgets who have been crippled in an earthquake, and they would report that he was out salsa dancing with some bimbo from Venezuela. Who knows? You can't believe anything you read. Anyway, Newsweek, even though this woman had permission from her editor to write this in advance, she gets fired. Jessica Kwong gets fired. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't cry for me, Argentina. I don't care that she got fired. Did they fire her to make a point? Did they fire her to say, Newsweek will not be accused of being fake news? You are fake news, Newsweek and Time, in the New York Times and the Washington Post and all these other periodicals that are going to eat a lot of crow here over the holidays. No place like home for the holidays. Forget, sir. At Thanksgiving, let me just put it this way. The leftists didn't serve up any turkey, unless you count Adam Schiff. They served crow. Donald Trump made sure there was crow on every leftist plate over the last Thanksgiving. And if you think this Thanksgiving they had crow, let me warn you. Go long on crow. In the next Thanksgiving, when Donald Trump is reelected, there will not be enough crow. Not in the world to serve it. It will be served in America to every leftist here. It will be served in Europe. It'll be served in Asia. It'll be served everywhere except Antarctica. There will be no more crows or ravens or anything closely related to that bird, because there's going to be a lot of crow that has to be eaten. Anyway, they fired this chick. Don't ask me. I mean, I don't even care why. But I thought, if that's going to be the journalistic standard that, oh, hey, we got to fire her, then fire everybody else. Fire them all. Nothing but fake news. These are fake news. But, I mean, they manufacture it. I'm not going to belabor the point, but you guys will know what I'm talking about. When you are pre-addressing where the president's going to be in Thanksgiving, it should make you question everything that you read. When are these articles written? Under what guise are they written? I don't even have to answer that for you. You know. So fire her and fire everybody else. How about we remake journalism? Anyway, it was more over Thanksgiving. Michael Moore asked Democrats to reach across the turkey and explain how Democrat policies would help conservatives. Yeah. Were you waiting for that conversation? A guy posted a picture. He says, I promised my girlfriend I would not talk about politics over Thanksgiving. But he was asked to bring a gift, and he brought Trump wine, Trump champagne. I love that graphic. We posted that graphic at Tea Party Community. What else are we talking about? We're talking headlines. Here's a headline. Joe Walsh: Republican politicians are like seals. They will do what they are told. Wait a minute. And here I thought it was Republican women who were like seals, because weren't we told that they will do whatever the man demands of them, or they will get beaten? Now here's Joe Walsh, calls himself a Republican. I think he does. And I don't know if you know who he is. He's like a Democrat out of, he's a Republican out of California, supposedly, right? Which of course means he's a Democrat. And then another headline that I read, Joe Walsh. We have a president who literally makes crap up. And he actually said the word, the S word for crap. Yeah, he actually said that. We have a president who makes crap up. No, we have a president who tells the truth. And it bothers people because they're the ones going, you know, I thought that they would accept the crap that we made up. Here's one. Another headline. CBS, Trump won't send attorney to impeachment because it would, quote, legitimize the sham. What? I love that headline. I really do. And let me tell you why. It's a CBS headline. CBS said that, wrote that. And that's a cool thing because what CBS actually put in the title of that, and I mean, we're going to go through some of these in this way. Some we'll just skip through. But others we need to dissect a bit. And this is one. CBS is effectively calling it a sham. And they're telling you what the president said. I want you to understand how important that is. That's winning. That is sort of crafting the message, if you will. And CBS in a headline. That, folks, that's unusual. I just want you to understand. That's pretty good that the president can get a headline like that in a leftist organization, CBS. Certainly not, I mean, I'm not even going to go into Fox like that's right, but you get what I'm saying. CBS is never going to do the president any favors, and they posted that headline. It would legitimize the sham. That's a big, if I were Democrat operatives, I would be looking at our media program and go, you know, we got cracks. We got cracks. They're not following the list. Here's one. Or following the whatever you want to call it. CNN, Chris Cilicia blames Thanksgiving and Christmas for bad impeachment polls. That's a pretty telling little headline there, right? Blames Christmas and Thanksgiving. No, let me tell you what you can blame. You can blame Adam Schiff and the fact that it was a farce.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Here's Jerry Nadler in 1998 talking about impeachment.
The effect of impeachment is to overturn the popular will of the voters as expressed in a national election. We must not overturn an election and remove a president from office except to defend our very system of government or our constitutional liberties against a dire threat. And we must not do so without an overwhelming consensus of the American people and of their representatives in Congress of the absolute necessity. There must never be a narrowly voted impeachment or an impeachment substantially supported by one of our major political parties and largely opposed by the other. Such an impeachment would lack legitimacy, would produce divisiveness and bitterness in our politics for years to come, and will call into question the very legitimacy of our political institutions.
Oh, that one didn't age very well. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. That did not go well, Jerry Nadler. What did he say? overwhelming consensus of the American people and their reps in Congress? Has Jerry looked at the rallies that Donald Trump has? I don't think there's an overwhelming consensus on impeachment. In fact, don't tell the Democrats. It's not polling very well. Nadler goes on to say, narrow, only supported by one party, largely opposed by the other. That's not a good impeachment. Yeah, supported by one party. Let me see. How many Republicans voted for impeachment? Was it zero? Oh, wow, it was zero. And two Democrats voted against it, by the way. So the Democrats didn't even have, they have a plurality, but they didn't have all the way. But essentially, all the Democrats want impeachment, all the Republicans don't. And I said this on the program the other day. I said, the Democrats don't want to bring this thing to a vote. They're going to lose more Democrats if they were to vote and say, what do you think? Because Democrats are scared. They have every reason to be scared. Democrat Rep. Spanberger said this, I don't know if GOP voters are right when they say they're talking about impeachment hurts the Democrats. Okay, well, let's just say that we're not. Go ahead and bring it to a vote. We'll find out if we're not. And one of the witnesses, Sondland, you guys remember Sondland, State Department guy for Trump, who essentially said, you know, there was no quid pro quo, when the Democrats couldn't get him to say this is the way things are, that things are bad, that Donald Trump did some shenanigans, he was accused of sexual misconduct by three women. That was one of the headlines. Sondland, accused of sexual misconduct by three women. Is that a shot over the bow to Sondland to change his testimony? Was that witness tampering? Was that a scare tactic by the left? I don't know. I'm just giving you some of the feedback that I got over the holiday. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for us, not Thanksgiving for the left. Justice Clarence Thomas said, the modern day liberal is a bigger impediment to blacks than the Klan. Did you guys hear that? That was a headline I just gave you. Justice Thomas says, modern day liberal, bigger impediment to blacks than KKK. Who dare would put KKK in a headline? I don't know who it was. I would love to tell you it was, you know, Fox News or, you know, some right with the Daily Caller. I don't know. I don't remember where it came from. Do you guys remember? No, because normally we'll put like CBS or NBC or Time Magazine. But we didn't put anything on that one because my producers did not do their full job. But that's okay. I'm not going to fire anybody. Justice Thomas, laying it out there. I mean, there's a controversial statement. He's never going to read it. By the way, I don't even know if he said it, because I'll tell you this, they make stuff up. But if he did say it, I would agree with it. The modern-day liberal is worse for black people than the Klan. The Klan is nothing compared to a modern-day liberal. They think of black people as pets. Like chia pets. Chia. They love rubbing our little fuzzy afros. Because we're just pets to them. They don't really. They show me a white person on the left who's legitimately wanting to see black people improve and isn't pandering. Like, I feel so privileged and I just want to help black people because I've been a person of privilege. Shut up, racist. What kind of privilege do you have? They crack me up. They think that they're doing. They think that that should make you feel good. I'm privileged. I've grown up with everything. I've had every advantage because of my white skin. Really? Do you have an advantage in tanning? I'm just curious. Because I look rather cute here with my new color, you know, with my born color. They think they have an advantage over us because of their color. Now, don't you just understand how ridiculous? Look. If I could make every black kid understand how I view this, how silly I view this. I'm white, therefore I'm better than Kevin, and I feel so sorry for Kevin. I'm looking, are you serious? Man, we could do a joke off, I would crush you. Your mama's so fat, I would just destroy them playing the dozens. Your mama's so ugly, your mama's so skinny, your mama's so white, I would kill them. Don't get me your mama and them. And then I mean, come on. I have degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. Now, I don't know jack about art, Renaissance literature. They could destroy me in that, but don't get me into talking about electronics and stuff like that. I'm a good fighter. They can't talk smack and they don't want to call me into the octagon because I'll kill them. Maybe you got some advantage over me because of the color of your skin. Unless it's a contest for who can be the whitest, you ain't going to beat me. And here's the thing. If it's a contest that isn't about who's the whitest, then I'm going to win. Here's my point. I'm going to destroy you because my mindset, the minute you go, Kevin, we're going to have a contest, you're going to go against that pasty little white boy over there, I'm already in gear. I'm already, let's do it. What's the contest? You know, if it's art, I'm going to lose. But if it's something that I've got any skill at, and you give me time, I'm going to train, I'm going to crush you. See, you can't crush my spirit. That's the way I grew up. I grew up with an indomitable spirit. There's nothing you can say to me, nothing you can do to me. I remember I was with these kids came to visit us, a skinny kid and a chubby guy. And they were best friends. And they were the same age, went to school together. They came with my uncle and aunt to visit the ranch. And we were at the lake, and we were skipping rocks or something. And the skinny guy says about the big guy, he goes, it was something about, I mean, I was like maybe 10 years old, 11. And these guys were 16, 17. Both well over, 6 foot tall, but I mean, big guys. And the skinny one said, yeah, man, well, my boy, he could beat me up. And I was like, how do you know he could beat you up? He goes, well, look at him. Look how big he is. And I'm not even lying to you guys when I say this. At 11 years old, whatever I was, and I wasn't, I was just into martial arts, but I wasn't like a crusher or anything like I am now. But I remember saying to him, I would never believe I couldn't defeat you. Never. Doesn't even enter my brain. Now, don't misunderstand me. There's a realism of, man, this dude is big. He's bigger than me, stronger than me, whatever. But as a person with my mindset, my attitude is it's David versus Goliath, and David wins that battle. And look, this has nothing to do. It wasn't political. This guy he was saying it like, no, man, I mean, he's just bigger than me. I'm not a fighter. Okay, I get it. But I don't get it. Because I look at it as, if I'm going to scrap with you, it's life or death. I don't fight for no reason. I would never pick a fight. I break up fights. I have zero want to fight. But if you force me into the fight, I have only one mode. And that mode is all out, and I will win. And I know that sounds weird, sounds crazy, but that's the attitude I give to my sons is be nice, be cordial, but when the time comes, you go with fury, fast and furious. And so that's kind of the lesson I say to Republicans. That's what Donald Trump does. Donald Trump's like, oh, you want to fight? And he just, by the time you even, the guy's taking off his shirt, Trump's already jumped on top of him, and he's relentless. That is what you have to be in this, because I hate to say this. I hate to break this news to us, but it's sad to say. You're in the fight of your life. I don't know. I can't give you any other way to look at this except these people are after you in ways that are unimaginable. Would never believe that they would be attempting
this. This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
They are
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson radio show.